Welcome to another edition of Glancing at the Stars. As I pointed out previously, the basic building blocks you need to know to begin utilizing astrology as an effective tool are the planets and their aspects, or angular relationships, between them. Aspects show how the energy flows between two planets, or among multiple planets that are connected to each other. The five main connecting links or aspects used by astrologers, as mentioned last week, are the conjunction, where planets occupy the same degree, sextile, where the planets are 60 degrees apart, square, 90 degrees apart, trine, 120 degrees, and the opposition, 180 degrees apart. There exist a number of other aspects that astrologers use, but these remain basic ones and will serve you well for now. One important component to understand aspects is their orb or range of effectiveness. For example, the square is a 90-degree aspect between two planets. Its effectiveness as a square can be several degrees on either side. Two planets, therefore, separated by 86 degrees or 94 degrees can be considered in orb, that is, squared to one another. The amount of orb is a matter of personal preference, but clearly, the closer the aspect is to being exact, the more powerful its influence. If you know something about astrology, you may believe that squares and oppositions are inherently challenging, or simply bad aspects to experience. Astrology books and some astrologers tend to convey a negative image of the square and opposition. In fact, they are essential to coming to grips with life as we know it, or don't know it. It is my belief that remembering who we truly are is essential to understanding life. Our life, as well as the lives of others. This suggests that we have forgotten our true nature, and the squares and oppositions that appear in our natal charts or affect us by transit force us to look at things realistically without escaping consequences. They help awaken us and reconnect us to our freedom. Take this week, for example. From around Tuesday through Thursday, Venus is in opposition with Jupiter. While not a particularly challenging opposition because of the inherent positive qualities of both planets, it can mean too much of a good thing. You can party too much, shop too much, love too much, or indulge too much under this influence. It can help you awaken to the lure of excess. You don't have to fight it, just be aware of it and how it affects you and those around you. Until next week, I'm Nick Symington.